taken out. Terry Schiavo is dead. The brain damage woman died today following a bitter dispute over keeping her alive. George Bush says the strong have a duty to protect the weak, and he says he is saddened by Schiavo's death. The body of Terry Schiavo was taken to a county medical examiner's office in Florida today, where an autopsy will take place. The woman's parents and husband each hope the findings will support the positions they took in the long-running legal battle over whether she should remain hooked up to a feeding tube because of brain damage. The bitterness between Schiavo's husband and the parents is continuing. A spiritual advisor to the parents says they were not with their daughter when she died this morning because husband Michael Schiavo would not let them. In Monaco, Prince Albert is taking over for his father, Prince Rainier. The palace says the ailing Rainier is no longer able to carry out his royal functions. There is no new update on the health of Rainier. He's being treated in a hospital for breathing, kidney, and heart problems. Europe's longest-serving monarch has been in intensive care for 9 days. It appears nuclear threats very much in the minds of many Americans. More than half of the respondents in a new AP poll say a nuclear attack by one country or another is somewhat or very likely within the next 5 years. A similar number believe it is at least somewhat likely terrorists will conduct a nuclear attack. Some two-thirds of Americans say no nation should have nuclear weapons, and that includes the U.S. Paul Wolfowitz heading from the Pentagon to the World Bank. It's official. The bank's board today unanimously approved the nomination of the high Pentagon official to be the next president of the Development Bank. Wolfowitz, an architect of the Iraq War. He's not using quite the same language, but George Bush says he agrees with the presidential commission. The nation's intelligence community needs an overhaul, and it needs a lot of change. This is Air America Radio.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Reason. Pro Tool, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
AutoZone! Hurry to AutoZone right now during our spring car care blowout for incredible blowout prices on the stuff you need to keep your car running right. Like Pennzoil, conventional motor oil, now only $1.77 a quart. That's right, only $1.77. Plus, great car care products like Kit Carnauba Car Wash and Wax, just $2.99. And that's just the beginning. Come into AutoZone's spring car care blowout now through April 10th and get unbeatable savings. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Laura Flanders.
Is it true, Reverend Jesse Jackson, that if your son, now the congressman, had been born a girl, he might have been called Selma?
He almost was called Selma as a boy. Jesse Jr. was born while I was in Selma, and I was so excited about what is happening. I knew it was a great moment.
My father was not there for me 40 years ago when I was born.
Listen, he gave you the best present when he didn't call you Selma, I think.
Laura Flanders on Air America Radio.
How you doing, Truth Seeker? Malloy here on Air America Radio. Welcome to the program. Big correction here before I do anything else. The story that we got into last night from Michigan, that the legislature there was preparing to let doctors, they're passing a bill to let doctors refuse to treat gays. That story was a year old. And I apologize. Not only did I have it wrong, but America Blog had it, Atrios had it, several others. Apparently, the bill got stopped in the Senate last year, 2004. But what happened is, this year, the Republicans in Michigan are using the so-called Marriage Protection Act to deny benefits to gays. And apparently what happened, the story got re-released by a couple of websites around the internet, and a lot of us thought they were referring to the current session of the General Assembly or the legislature in Michigan, that this was a current law, when in fact it was not. It was a year ago, and the House did pass it a year ago, but it was stopped in the Senate. So my apologies to anyone who was misled by what I said last night. It was an honest error, but... And the story is still essentially true. It's just a year later. I mean, the story, I'd be like Dan Rather. The story was absolutely correct. But it is not happening now. It happened last session of the Michigan legislature, and it was stopped by the Senate. All right? I hate when that happens, don't you? Couple of program notes here. We will be in New York City on for about 4 or 5 days. We'd like to meet you, we being Kathy and I, and we'll have Molly with us this Sunday, April 3rd, at the Raven Cafe, 194 Avenue A. We're going to be there from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hope you stop by and say howdy. And you can get more information on this at MikeMalloy.com. Tomorrow night is... the night, once again, second time that we've done this on this network, where all of our callers, hopefully, well, not hopefully, all of our callers will be people between the ages of 13 and 17. If you're over that age or under that age, we ask you not to call tomorrow night. It's going to be just to people in that group, age group. Youth Night 2, let's call it. All right? God, that's so original. But again, the reason we're doing this is to hear, a lot has happened since the last time we did this, and we are very curious and very interested in hearing the opinions of teenagers in that age group, which is just about all teenagers, 13 through 17 inclusive. You know, once you're 18, 19, whatever, you're not really a teenager anymore, are you? Anyway, do call us tomorrow evening, okay? And tonight's program, awful lot of stuff. We have the pig man, the sickest individual ever to pollute the airwaves in this country. This guy goes beyond Father Coughlin back in the 30s, the pro-Nazi Catholic priest that had a program on the NBC Blue Network, I guess. So the pig man, the drug addict, the drug criminal, Rush Limbaugh, in his own words, his take on the Schiavo situation. Also Bush... on weapons of mass destruction, now that the final report is out. Isn't it interesting the way they're laying it all off on the intelligence community? And in honor, I guess that's the right word, of today's report on how the Bush crime family forced this fake intelligence that's resulted in 100,000 dead Iraqis and so far 1,500 plus Americans. In commemoration of this illegal war, we have an abbreviated version of our weapons of mass destruction lies audio that we want you to hear. Okay, that's to the music of damn, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. All right, couple emails real quick. Can't believe I'm writing this. This is from Eleanor. Can't believe I'm writing about this so well. The most interesting thing to come to the fore was actually today, upon her death. Her death. Someone, who was it, the brother, said that now she's with God. If that's the case, then where has she been for the past 15 years? Now that's interesting and worthy of some discussion. I think so anyway. Guess that's not politics, though, huh? That's from Eleanor. From Carolyn. Hi, Mike. I'm relieved that Terri Schiavo has passed. May she rest in peace and may her husband move on with his life. Now that life will return to some degree of normalcy where the religious misguided freaks land at any of the hundreds of other hospices around the country. Will the lying, opportunistic legislators make a plea for any other human on life support? I think not. This event has gone on for years, and because Tom DeLay attempted to save his own criminal ass, the rest of the nation had to suffer through an event that should have remained private. On another note, Carolyn writes, if these insane, self-righteous pharmacists refuse to fill a prescription for birth control pills because they, in their total insanity, believe the pill is destroying life, then why are they continuing to fill prescriptions for the drugs Bextra, Vioxx, Celebrex, etc., when it has been proven that these medications cause death? What total, horrific hypocrisy. The employers of these pharmacists should fire them if they fail to do their jobs, period. Personal beliefs should not take precedence over job duties or functions. If they can't separate the two, they need to resign or be fired. I am so damn sick of this country, Carolyn writes, and the hate perpetrated by these pseudo-religious power-hungry zealots. Every day, it gets worse. When will the madness end? From Rosalind. I want you to notice something. These letters are all written by women. I think the gals are getting really pissed off. Mike, what is wrong with people today? The crowd outside Terri Schiavo's hospice was nothing short of a pack of rabid dogs, yelling for blood and making spectacles of themselves, arms akimbo, pretending to be charismatic. Religion had nothing to do with this at all. It's simply disgusting to think that the American government, now this writer is from Canada, would not only allow this, but condone and egg on this kind of behavior. Why do people there in the U.S. have to have a cause celeb? It was the same with the Cuban boy. It's politics all the way. Do these people actually know or care about the thousands of others who are on life support? It's time somebody called a halt to this lunacy. Also, listening to Limbaugh's main squeeze on CNN, it's obvious to me that he has already brainwashed her. It must have been a quick wash, as she doesn't appear to have much in the way of brains. I refer to Darren Kagan. She had the nerve to vent some of her outrage at what was going on in the Schiavo as though people were trying to murder her or something. It's really unbelievable. I was brought up a staunch Catholic, but left the church years ago. But I didn't desert my belief in Christ. In listening to the bull of the Catholic priests, what the Catholic priests had to say only confirmed to me that I had made the right decision. And on and on and on. The other day, it was in the New York Post. It was a circus outside Terri Schiavo's hospice the other day. A juggling team arrived on the scene. Did you see that? A self-described evangelical Christian husband and wife, two jugglers. They stepped into the cameras and were tossing bowling pins and other items back, you know, juggling stuff. And of course, they're from Georgia. The guy, the evangelical Christian, said, we're not trying to say things are humorous. We're trying to say that no matter who you are, whether juggler or lawyer, stand up for Terri. On Tuesday night, one man walked around with a squawking blue cockatoo on his shoulder while a woman and her two children lugged around a chicken wearing a hat. A guy who had come all the way from Toronto to the hospice in Pinellas Park to offer his prayer said, well, the chicken, it was a nice bird, but I wish it were more solemn. I like it better if people came here and just prayed. Then there was a guy who was seen wearing a Starfleet uniform that said Save Star Trek on the back. And there was a woman there wearing a Statue of Liberty crown, a white tutu, and carrying a giant spoon. She was dubbed Hollywood by the reporters on the scene because of her repeated efforts to get on television. It's just sick. The whole thing is sick. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. So call right now. 800-426-0690. 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
I'm just having a little bit of trouble here seeing Larry Flynt praying for fallout. Remember the case that went to the Supreme Court, a cartoon that Flynt published in Hustler magazine. This is, I don't know what, 20 years ago? It was a very graphic, sexual cartoon having to do with Jerry Falwell and one of his very close relatives. And the Supreme Court had to rule in Flint's favor. Oh, God. I remember what I was doing the day Flint was almost assassinated here in the Atlanta area. It was in Lawrenceville, Georgia. He had been brought down for trial for obscenity. Hard to believe. In the mid to late 70s. And I was working for a newspaper, weekly tabloid paper, alternative press paper called the Atlanta Gazette, that Flint had just purchased. This was all those years ago, maybe 25 years ago, 28 years ago, when Flint was buying up. He bought the Plains, Jimmy Carter's hometown newspaper, the Plains Journal or whatever it is. But he was buying up all these small alternative newspapers around the country, Flint was. So he had just been at our production facilities in Midtown Atlanta. I wasn't there. I was doing something. But he left, and he said, well, I got to go to Lawrenceville, which is about 25 miles from downtown Atlanta. And he went out for, it was a hearing. I think it was a pretrial hearing. Some cowardly pig shot him. Now, interestingly, the person that shot him has never been found. Nobody knows. And 28 years ago, here in Atlanta, the Atlanta area, if somebody took a shot at Larry Flynt, nobody would say a word. Don't know nothing, man. I don't know nothing. So anyway, Reverend Jesse Jackson arrived today at Terry Schiavo's hospice and called on Florida lawmakers to have the woman's feeding tube reinserted. Now, there's a reason he came down, and you probably figured this out yourself already, but he said, this is one of the profound moral ethical issues of our time, the saving of Terry's life, and today we pray for a miracle. He said, Jackson said he contacted Michael Scheibel to request a visit with her, and Michael said he thought no. Jackson said he is sensitive, his word, to the struggles and pain of both Michael and Terry's parents and siblings, the Schindlers, what everybody's undergoing. And he said that it is his belief that Terry Schiavo should be kept alive. He said, while law is important, law must be tempered with mercy to have justice. Okay, yeah, that's true. But now I know a lot of people are going to jump all over Jesse Jackson and say he's just, you know, just getting his face in the picture. I don't think so. I've interviewed him, I've talked to him, I've met him when we lived in Chicago. You know, that's where Operation Rainbow Push was headquartered, and so on and so on and so on. I honestly believe he's an honest man. He's got his weaknesses just like you do, just like I do. But I think the Schindlers called him up and said, "Please, you know, what's your position on this?" And Jackson. He is a minister. He is a reverend. I'm sure Jackson said something to the effect that, he is pro-life, and he was in favor of keeping their daughter alive. Okay. And once he said that, I have a feeling that Schindler said, well, would you please come down here, because these right-wing Christian psychopaths are driving us mad. They have taken the issue of our dying daughter and turned it into a fundraising venture. We can't take these people crawling and weeping and wailing across the pavement holding styrofoam cups of water.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, meet two activists who have fooled the press by impersonating Bush staffers and World Trade Organization spokesmen. Read about Bush's plan to cut corporate taxes by a whopping $137 billion, and you foot the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Premiering Saturday on Hallmark Channel.
The lunatic has bought a log cabin.
That doesn't really sound that crazy for Grandpa.
Matt Fleming went in search of his grandfather.
Is this great?
Are we finished bonding yet?
What he found was himself.
Maybe for the first time, you feel alive.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
It's taken me 20 years to become a part of your life. I'm staying right here.
Edward Asner, Mel Harris, and Jason London star in Out of the Woods. Premieres Saturday at 8, 7 Central on Hallmark Channel.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Friday for the one-year anniversary broadcast of Morning Sedition. We'll look back at all the greatest moments in our show's history, and comedian David Cross will help us celebrate. And we'll talk to the newest member of the Air America family, Jerry Springer. Oh, so it's going to be that kind of year. Come party on Friday morning for the first anniversary of Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we had a technical screw-up. We're back live. We have to do that when we lose our ISDN connection. The staff in New York were put on last night's program or something, just so we don't have dead air. So we're back live now. Thanks for your patience. We are too far away from the mothership to have things like that never happen. They do happen occasionally. All right, back to it. Bunny Pants today addressing the Schiavo issue. And I want you to listen to this hypocrite, like I said before the interruption, talk about the sanctity of life. When I hear him say the strong have a duty to protect the weak, I think about the budget that he just submitted to Congress and how the weak are just ripped to pieces. I think of the maimed and murdered children in Iraq whom have been starved and burned and tortured and blown into red mist. And I think about the make-believe threat of weapons of mass destruction that never existed. It's insane. But here he is, George W. Bush.
Today, millions of Americans are saddened by the death of Terry Schiavo. Laura and I extend our condolences to Terry Schiavo's families.
Yeah.
I appreciate the example of grace and dignity they have displayed at a difficult time.
Grace and dignity?
I urge all those who honor Terry Schiavo to continue to work to build a culture of life where all Americans are welcomed and valued and protected, especially those who live at the mercy of others.
Like on Medicaid or something? Yeah.
The essence of civilization is that the strong have a duty to protect the weak.
Listen close in your headphones.
Cases where there are serious doubts and questions, the presumption should be in the favor of life.
Really? In cases where there are serious doubts and questions, like, oh, I don't know what, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, before you attack and blow children to pieces and knock off arms and legs and faces, huh? The man just makes me so incredibly ill. There's only two people in America right now who make me sicker, and here's some sound from one of them. The pig man, Rush Limbaugh, himself. This guy is the single most vile, destructive pissant ever to appear, well, to appear anywhere. This guy makes Hitler look like an amateur. Rush Limbaugh. Here he is telling his brain-dead ditto heads that liberals wished Terry Schiavo would die.
Having now gotten their wish, inhabit Scott Peterson from the same fate, which will no doubt happen. Terry Schiavo passed away in 9:03 this morning. Intellectually, I can't keep up with this. I really can't keep up. We just killed a woman. A woman has just been killed. You can call it torture or not if you want, but she's just been killed. And we starved and dehydrated a woman who was innocent and done nothing to anybody. I mean, this is stunning to try to keep up with. I think it illustrates the vacancy, the intellectual vacancy of people on the left.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This filthy human being. Last one. Not only did we, on the left, as this moron calls it, wish her dead, I guess that statement wasn't outrageous enough for the pig man. We were enthusiastic about it, truth seeker. Unbridled enthusiasm for her death from us commies. We're actually happy she's dead. Why? Because we hate Christians. Why? We wanted to see Bush take a loss. And we're willing to kill an innocent woman to accomplish our goal of showing up the religious right. Yeah.
There did seem to be this unbridled enthusiasm for this woman to die. And we know that there was. Catherine Cryer's wrong about this. We also had a number of people protesting down there that were, in fact, anti-Bush, members of the Communist Youth League or some such thing, and they're out there eagerly hoping that Bush loses this because he was on the side of Terry Schiavo living. We know that there was some enthusiasm for this woman to die, and we know why. There are several reasons. Among them, the left in this country is just frightened to death of the Christian right, and they blame the Christian right for all their electoral losses since 1994, and they want to stick it to the Christian right. Anything the Christian right can lose on, the left will be happy about, even if it takes the death of Terry Schiavo.
Is that it? The rest of it said to upset the Christian right and cause the Christian right to experience the so-called loss of an... You know, the rage that this pig brings up inside of me is almost incredible. To think that people listen to this vile, filthy man every day on hundreds of radio stations across the soon-to-be-no-longer-fruited plain, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, station after station, You radio stations that carry this filth, shame on you. Armed Forces Radio Network that carries an hour of this a day, shame on you. ABC Radio, shame on you. Clear Channel, shame on you. Premier, shame on you. Dumping this cesspool of lies and contempt for America and disgust and division and hate every single day for the past 13 years. A drug-using, drug-dealing, law-breaking pig. Every day, you can't get away. Make a road trip across America. Either direction. Leave your radio on. You can't get away from this filth. There are conservative talk show hosts to whom you can listen and have a good ass-kicking argument with. This is not one of them. This guy is absolutely insane. The radio stations and networks and ownership consortiums that carry this garbage and filth, at least back in the 30s, NBC Blue had the decency to get rid of Father Coughlin, who advocated the destruction of the Jews through an alliance with Hitler. Coughlin and Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh, at least back then, somebody had the decency to pull the plug on these radio haters, these filthy pigs that have been on the air seemingly forever. Let's listen to the first one again. Listen to this again.
Having now gotten their wish in having Terry Schiavo put to death by court order, the American left is now free to turn their attention to saving Scott Peterson from the same fate, which will no doubt happen. Terry Schiavo passed away at 9:03 this morning. Intellectually, I can't keep up with this. I really can't keep up. We just killed a woman. A woman has just been killed. You can call it torture or not if you want, but she's just been killed. And we starved and dehydrated a woman who was innocent and done nothing to anybody. I mean, this is stunning to try to keep up with. I think it illustrates the vacancy, the intellectual vacancy of people on the left.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this kind of bile has been dumped into America's airwaves, the publicly owned airwaves, for the past 12 or 13 years from this filthy, degenerate human being, this drug-using, OxyContin, zoned-out, stoned-out, poisonous drug dealer, drug user. Unbelievable. All right, stay with me. I'm gonna get your calls here in just a minute. Did you see the New York Times today? Front page. If you have a comment about Schiavo, fine. Well, you know, we'll take it. New York Times. I stumble up to the road to get the Times this morning. Coffee in hand. Absolute crashing thunderstorm here in the Atlanta area last night. Up half the night. Cats screaming. The kid waking up. So I go up there this morning to get the paper, the New York Times and the Atlanta Journal. I open it up, stand under the umbrella, open it up, and there on the front page of New York Times, above the fold, there's a picture. Oh, my God! There's religious leaders in Jerusalem. Who was there? Sheikh Abed S. Salam Menazra, the deputy mufti of Jerusalem. The Reverend Michael Saba, the Latin patriarch. The Reverend Aris Shirvanian, the Armenian Patriarch. Rabbi Shlomo Amar, the Sephardic Chief Rabbi. Rabbi Yonah Metzger, the Ashkenazi Chief Rabbi. There they are! They're all standing there, Jew, Muslim, Christian. Oh, my God, what has happened? It's in Jerusalem. Has peace broken out? What? Has the Palestinian issue been settled? Are all the Semites now, the Arabs and the Jews, gonna dance and break out the jugs of wine and wish each other shalom, shalom, shalom? Is that what's going to happen? There's the picture. Guess what it was. You have to wait for it until we come back from the break. Guess what the picture was about? Oh, my God.
Washtub in my past is as big as Missouri.
Yes!
This bastard is sitting up at mom this big and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Kobe Bob!
Manipulating statements, exaggerating truth. I can't believe they hate my show. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm strong. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain.
I want boy, next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Border to border and coast to coast,
The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
10 before the hour. So there I am, standing in the rain this morning, looking at the cover of New York Times, above the fold, huge color photograph, all these religious leaders in Jerusalem. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Something wonderful has happened overnight while I was asleep in a rainstorm. Something wonderful has happened. The religious wars are over. What is this? Muslim and Christian. What is this? Jew and Muslim. What is this? Jew and Christian. Oh, my God. Look at them. They all look happy. Beautiful photograph. Why do you suppose they were all gathered there? You're way ahead of me, aren't you? You see, international gay leaders are planning a 10-day World Pride Festival and parade in Jerusalem in August, saying they want to make a statement about tolerance and diversity in the Holy City, the home of the three great religious traditions, the people of the book, right? Huh? That's what they want to do. So all of a sudden, all three of these murderous religions are making a rare show of unity to try to stop the queers. They say the event would desecrate the city and convey the erroneous impression that homosexuality is acceptable. And all three of these religions, which are really only one, they're not three separate religions at all. They just have some differences here, some differences there, right? All three of these religions proscribe homosexuality and tell you that if you happen to be born gay, oh my God, you're condemned. Israel's Sephardic chief rabbi said, they are creating a deep and terrible sorrow that is unbearable. The patriarchs of the Roman Catholic, the Greek Orthodox, and the Armenian churches, and three senior Muslim prayer leaders said, this hurts all of the religions. We're all against it. Abdelaziz Bukhari, a Sufi sheikh, added, we can't permit anyone to come and make the holy city dirty. This is very ugly and very nasty to have these people come to Jerusalem. Israeli authorities have not indicated what action, if any, they might take to limit the events. Now, New York Times points out, interfaith agreement in Israel is almost unheard of. Jerusalem is ground zero for death, destruction, hatred, poison, brother against brother, sister against sister, murderous retaliation, suicide bombers, jet planes blowing up cities. It is an opening to the deepest pits in hell. If you take a look at the reputations and what these three religions have done to the human race. And because the queers are coming, all of a sudden they are unified in their hatred. For once, the Jew and the Christian and the Muslim stand shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip, and chant their death wish to the queer. My God. It's astonishing. So I'm standing there reading the article, and finally Kathy says, opens the front door, Mike, you coming back in? The festival is planned for August 18th through the 28th, expected to draw thousands of people to Jerusalem from dozens of countries. The theme is Love Without Borders. And a centerpiece will be a parade on August 25th through Jerusalem. Now, other parts of Israel have become increasingly accepting of gays in recent years, but this city remains deeply conservative. This is the second World Pride Festival. When the first one was held 5 years ago in Rome, religious opposition came from, oh, here's a surprise, the Vatican. Secular opposition came from, here's a surprise, neo-fascists. The outcry over the 2005 festival will not be confined to Israel. The American evangelical leader who helped to galvanize the opposition, somebody named Giovannetti, Giovanetti? Giovanetti? But is it Leo Giovanetti? This is an evangelical pastor from San Diego who is anti-gay to the point of sweating blood. He's a former band leader in Las Vegas and host of a radio program, and he runs an independent church that meets in a hotel in Southern California. He is filled with the spirit of Satan. He is a hater. And somehow he got the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians in Hate Central all on the same page. Kill the queers! This is not homo land. This is the Holy Land. It's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. This is astonishing. This is unbelievable. This is something I cannot get in my head. I can't get this. The New York Times, above the fold, full-color photograph. All the religious leaders in Jerusalem hugging and kissing and touching and shaking hands. Because they are united against the queer, the mighty, mighty queer. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
You've probably heard about that new report put together by 1,300 scientists that says human activity is depleting the Earth's natural resources at an unprecedented rate, and that in decades we will face shortages of clean air, clean water, food, and fuel. Well, you may have noticed that George Bush has said nothing about this report. And the report's release is another occasion to consider what Bush has done or not done on global warming. When he pulled the United States out of the Kyoto Accord, he promised to come up with another way to address global warming. A year later, he proposed a plan that asked polluters to engage in voluntary reductions in global warming emissions. That plan, no surprise, flopped, and Bush has offered nothing else. As the new report notes, time is running out, yet Bush gives us only silence and broken promises. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, meet two activists who have fooled the press by impersonating Bush staffers and World Trade Organization spokesmen. Read about Bush's plan to cut corporate taxes by a whopping $137 billion, and you foot the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing three times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you three free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Dead wrong. George Bush says he agrees the work of the U.S. intelligence community needs substantial improvement He reacted to the findings of a presidential study commission which said U.S. intelligence was dead wrong in most of its assessments of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The report says, quote, the best hope for preventing future failures is dramatic change. Among the changes called for, giving the new director of national intelligence broader powers to deal with challenges to his authority from the CIA, the Defense Department, or other agencies. It also says the FBI needs to combine its counterterrorism and counterintelligence resources into a new office. The military says three U.S. soldiers were killed in separate clashes in Iraq, one killed in action about 150 miles north of Baghdad today. Another killed yesterday when his patrol came under fire in Baghdad. The third died of wounds he sustained yesterday in a clash in the northern city of Mosul. A new health problem for the Pope. The Italian media reporting Pope John Paul II has been given the sacrament of the sick and the dying, what used to be called the last rites, although Vatican officials have not confirmed that. The Vatican does say the Pope's being treated with antibiotics for a urinary tract infection and a high fever now. Yesterday, doctors hooked the Pope up to a feeding tube because of his continuing health problems, difficulties including Parkinson's disease. Terri Schiavo died today. The brain-damaged woman died in Florida 13 days after her feeding tube was removed. Her parents had fought to have that tube reattached. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, said his wife would not want to be kept alive that way. Her parents insisted she could recover, was not in a vegetative state. Congress and George Bush also made a last-ditch effort to force the feeding tube to be reattached, but those efforts rejected in a series of state and federal court rulings. George Bush reacted to Schiavo's death, saying the strong have a duty to protect the weak. Bush says millions of Americans are saddened by her death. His brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, says he wishes he could have done more to help Terri Schiavo. The woman's supporters called on the Florida governor to step in and take her into state custody, but in the end, Bush said there were limitations on what his office could do to keep her alive. The government's finally finished a report on Internet traffic Congress requested 7 years ago. Lawmakers had asked for that $1 million federal study called Signposts in Cyberspace under a 1998 federal law. The Research Council publishing its finding today, two presidential administrations later, years after the implosion of the dot-coms, what had been a bustling Internet economy. This is Air America Radio.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Randy Rhoads.
I am Randy Rhoads. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Yep, look at you. Fabulous. Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life. Oh, one eye is bigger than the other. One or the other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
The symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back, and in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn her the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. During the break, Mike sent me a reminder. We talked about Sun Hudson, a little kid, a six-month-old boy, who had his breathing tube disconnected in Texas last Tuesday because George Bush, when he was governor of Texas, signed a law that said it's up to hospital administrators or whomever when they decide that somebody on life support is in a state that requires constant life support and can't afford it. They have the right to murder that person. What the hell? Might as well use the terms the pig man uses, right? Huh? Huh? So this little boy, 17 pounds, six-month-old little boy, And you remember I read this to you. The baby wore a cute blue outfit with a teddy bear covering his bottom. He wiggled his eyes open, smacked his lips, and then they removed the breathing tube. He took a few breaths, cradled in his mother's arms, and died. Mom said, I talked to him. I told him I loved him. Now, what did the pig man say about this? Huh? What did Bush say about this? What did Tom DeLay say about this? Six-month-old little baby boy, born with profound birth defects. And they literally kill him. Kill him. And the mother has no power. The mother sits there. Yes, I'm sorry, lady. We gave you 10 days to find some, but I'm poor. I don't have any money. Well, can't you do a Medicaid? Nobody will take my son. Well, then we have to kill him. I'm sure they didn't use that kind of language. The hospital's description of this little boy, that he was motionless and sedated for comfort, is not exactly how the mother saw it. The mother kept trying to get reporters in to take a look at her little boy, and the hospital said, no! Texas law, signed by George W. Bush, allows hospitals to discontinue life-sustaining care even if a patient's family members disagree. A doctor's recommendation must be approved by a hospital's ethics committee, and the family must be given 10 days from written notice of the decision to try and locate another facility for the patient. And if they can't find one, and they can't pay, then the child is murdered, or the adult is murdered, or the old person. And that is a willful, conscious destruction of life. They take away the oxygen! Well, Mike, they took away the feeding tube from Terry. Where's the pig man on this one? Where's Tom DeLay on this one? Where is anybody on this one? Huh? This mother had to watch them disconnect the breathing apparatus from her baby, cuddle him in her arms, in a cute blue outfit with a teddy bear on his bottom. He opened his eyes. He smacked his lips, and he died. Where are you, Pigman? Limbaugh, you filthy human being. Where are you on this one, Hannity? You filthy human being. Where are you on this one, Randall Terry? You filthy human being. Where are you, Tom DeLay, on this one? You filthy, filthy human being. What did Bush say? The essence of civilization is that the strong have a duty to protect the weak. All Americans are welcome and valued and protected, especially those who live at the mercy of others. You dirty, lying, filthy hypocrites. Every single right-winger in this country, damn you for your hypocrisy. Every single Republican, all of you filthy, filthy human beings wallowing around in front of this hospice in Florida that does more to help people who are dying than any of you stinking, filthy evangelical Christians who showed up at this hospice with your filthy signs would do if you lived to be 1,000. Oh, my God. God, these people make me ill. I'm not connected to them. They're a different species. I refuse to say that I am part of the DNA that produced these filthy human beings. A 6-month-old little boy with his mother holding, don't unplug my little boy. Sorry, lady, you can't afford to keep him breathing. So where's Limbaugh on that one? Where are these rotten, filthy human beings on that one, huh? Where's Hannity? Where's the pig man? Where's Michael Savage? Where's Bill Frist? Where's Denny Hastert? Where's George Bush? Where are they? Where are they? Dressed in a little blue outfit. His mom picked him up, held him, cradled him. Do you have kids? Huh? What? You know, can you get your mind around this? Can you get your mind around the religious leaders in Jerusalem unifying, uniting to stop gay people? Are they uniting to stop the slaughter in that godforsaken hellhole of a country? With all the murder and the mayhem, do they unite around that? No. Do they unite around poverty and death and destruction? No. What do they unite around? Stopping gay people from holding a parade? Who cares about Son Hudson, this little 6-month-old baby boy? Who cares about Son Hudson other than his mom, huh? Do you care about him? Do I care about him? Hell, we don't even, well, they have one picture, huh? One little article, it floated around a little bit, it was in this paper, that paper, in the Houston Chronicle, I think they picked up on, I think CNN, you know, little picture, that's it. Hey, goodbye, baby boy, adios, goodbye, mom, now get out of here, you had your 30 seconds, now we got to get back to the important one, Terry Schiavo, who's been dead for 15 years. Hey, Pigman! Hey, Limbaugh! Hey, Hannity! Hey, the rest of you filthy human beings! Will you say anything about the little boy? Anything. Yeah. There's really nothing more to discuss about the Shiloh case now that Mel Gibson and Pamela Sue Anderson and some of the real heavy moral heavyweights in the society have weighed in with their thoughts, right? I need no further analysis of this story. Thanks to Entertainment Tonight, I watch ABC News. And right at, in here in Atlanta, right after ABC News at night, on comes Entertainment Tonight. And sometimes we'll catch the first 5 minutes of it, just to see what the hell's going on. So what was in the first 5 minutes? Mel Gibson? Pamela Sue Anderson? Who else? Who else weighing in on the inhumanity of the murder of Terri Schiavo? Huh? That's how they phrased it. What about the execution of a six-month-old baby boy while his mother holds him? For Christ's sake, while his mother holds him, they disconnect the tube. Sorry, lady, could you move your elbow? Huh? Oh, well, here. He'll be okay in a second. He'll be dead. Don't worry about it. I don't know about you folks. I really don't. Something inside of me has died permanently now, because of this horrid example of how vile and vicious and filthy people are in this country. Right wingers, Republicans, talk show hosts, the president, all of these people who are willing to stand by and let a little anonymous boy named Sun Hudson have his breathing tube pulled out, and his mother holds him while he dies, and these pigs stand around and say nothing. I don't know. I don't know. How much more can you take, huh?
Read about people who die. At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eyes. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son. You know what? We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Planet Check.
The Navy embraces biodiesel.
The U.S. Navy has a new policy that all Navy and Marine non-tactical vehicles will use B20.
That's Jenna Higgins, Director of Communications for the National Biodiesel Board. B20 is a blend of 20% biodiesel and 80% diesel.
Biodiesel is a renewable alternative fuel made from domestically produced resources like soybean oil or recycled cooking oil.
Biodiesel is a cleaner burning fuel.
It reduces virtually all EPA targeted emissions. It's better for human health.
The Navy is the single largest user of diesel fuel in the world.
This is huge to have the Navy embracing biodiesel in this way and saying this is important to us and we want to set a good example and use it.
Fuel up at
biodiesel.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and Digit Design training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. Okay, can we take a few phone calls now? All right. How about Lee is calling from Long Island. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, you are.
Good. Just a couple of things on this whole thing. You have made a great point. I had to call in because I was listening to you coming on the way from work couple of days ago. You have made a great point that nobody brought up in this whole thing. And you and also I heard, you know, they brought Deepak Chopra was talking about this. He made an excellent point as well. Let me get his point first. He said that there's this isn't prolonging life. This is prolonging death.
Right.
And over 40,000 kids dying every single day, but no one makes a big deal about it. And what this is just something where, you know, people use this for political gain. I mean, no one else has said, like, and this is what I said myself, this isn't living, this is basically existing. All right, she's been like this for 15 years. I mean, if you tried everything, you know, basically the husband's just trying to put her out of her misery. As far as what you said, which no one said, where's Benny Hinn? Where's Peter Popoff? Where are all these faith healers? This would be, I mean, if you were in this business, wouldn't you be jumping over everybody to try to say, I can heal them, I can do whatever. Yeah. Where are these people?
Someplace counting their money and getting ready to send out another mailing of precious prayer cloths.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this one thing on Jerry Falwell, too. I mean, you know, it looks like he, you know, let's say if he comes into his demise, and this is just, I know what you're saying about this hypocrisy. He's built his career on talking about homosexuals, homosexuals, homosexuals. Would you be surprised as if he died tomorrow, if 6 months, a year down the line, that someone comes out, you know, his secret gay lover or what have you?
No, it never surprises me. The most homophobic people are usually people who are projecting their own self-loathing because they're gay, because this society forces them to hate themselves, because this society turns someone's sexual orientation into their entire existence and then beats the hell out of them because they happen to be gay. So, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
But it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
No problem, Mike. It's
One of the queers in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I can't get over that New York Times story.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to find out what hotel this guy preaches out of and see what we can do.
Well, he preaches right there in San Diego.
Yes. We have fabulous people like that down here, too. I guess this woman with the baby that had the life support disconnected, she didn't have all these spiritual advisors around her. That was around the Terry Schiavo thing. Like this one guy, Reverend Frank Pavone,
He's
one of Schindler's advisors. He said that they're not only grieving that Terry passed, but they're grieving that our nation has allowed such an atrocity of this to happen. We pray that it never happens again.
Oh, my God. The evil, evil bastards. There was no atrocity. This woman had more. I'm not coming down on her. I'm just saying the case. The case had more judicial review by liberal judges, conservative judges, state judges, federal judges, Supreme Court judges. Everybody got to weigh in. Left, right, Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile. Everybody had an opinion. And now these pigs, these filthy pigs, stand there and say that she was murdered or railroaded into death or she didn't have her day in court. My God, I can't believe it. What about Son Hudson? This kid in Texas, nobody took his case to court. Nobody.
Absolutely.
Not even once.
And the thing is, you know, too, Terry Schiavo, okay, she might have said to her husband, okay, hey, I don't want to live like that. But this little boy never had that opportunity to say that.
Nor did his mother.
And where are these protesters? Were there people juggling over there? These people really make me sick. And then these people that want to go up against gays, you know. Like we're some kind of a population that's going to destroy the world, you know. All this hate and crap, oh, God, just makes me want to explode.
I hear you.
It's horrible, you know, because for me, I'm a 41-year-old man, okay, and I've got a partner, okay, we live our life, we pay our taxes, we work, we contribute to the economy, okay, we don't molest children like the Catholic priests do, okay, and we stay to ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
We hurt
yeah.
absolutely no one. But, you know, I think, too, the gay community itself hurts itself because we don't speak up.
Yeah, that's very true. That is true. And I just wish that more people who happen to be gay would stand up and say, you know, I'm queer. I'm here. Get used to it. I don't know. I don't know. This is a bad night. Phil, thanks for checking in, pal. Can we just have I don't believe in religion or prayer or any of that nonsense, but can we have a moment of silence here for Son Hudson?
Senators and lawyers,
the quality of mercy is not
big songs and heroes,
the quality of mercy is not
murderers and martyrs, the quality of mercy is not surrounded.
Premiering tomorrow on Hallmark Channel.
The lunatic has bought a log cabin.
That doesn't really sound that crazy for Grandpa.
Matt Fleming went in search of his grandfather.
Is this great?
Are we finished bonding yet?
What he found was himself.
Maybe for the first time, you feel alive.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
It's taking me 20 years to become a part of your life. I'm staying right here.
Edward Asner, Mel Harris, and Jason London star in Out of the Woods. Premieres tomorrow at 8, 7 Central on Hallmark Channel.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, meet two activists who have fooled the press by impersonating Bush staffers and World Trade Organization spokesmen. Read about Bush's plan to cut corporate taxes by a whopping $137 billion, and you foot the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Mom, I can't believe you asked Rick all those questions. Where do you live and who are your parents? It's so embarrassing.
Getting to know your kid's friends isn't easy. But if you don't, he's more likely to do drugs.
Geez, you have to know everything?
Actually, Sean, I do. Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Maturity Report.
But, like I said, what is this guy surprised by? What, he's never met George Bush before? Never seen Karl Rove in action?
Listen, when they offer you this job, maybe you get a little starstruck, you don't realize it, and then you get in there, and you think you're going to be the one to change him. I know he loves me. I know sometimes he drinks too much and he slaps
me
around.
He's just not that into you.
I can change him,
George Bush is just not that into you.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
2060 for the hour. I just have one more thing to say about the Sun Hudson story. It's just heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. As reported in the Dallas Morning News on Tuesday, March 15th, long article. It says in here, the boy's death, ended a court battle that began in mid-November. Court battle, one hearing. When Miss Hudson, a 33-year-old unemployed dental assistant, opposed doctors when they decided continuing life support was futile, unethical, and medically inappropriate. Now, keep in mind, wasn't Bush right there in... Oh, never mind. Probate Judge William McCullough cleared the way for removal of mechanical ventilation from the baby this past Monday. There have been other cases elsewhere in which courts intervened, but the Sun Hudson case was the first to reach the end stage, said Dr. John Paris, a bioethicist at Boston College. He said, quote, "It's a first in the United States." It's not a first in the world, he added. There was a similar case in England, but it is a first in the United States. Now, a monumental event occurred in Houston. A six-month-old little boy whose mother could not afford to keep him on life support and whose representatives could not find another institution to take him, that little boy was forced to die. The hospital acted under a Texas law passed in 1999 that allows attending physicians, in consultation with a hospital bioethics committee, to discontinue life support when a patient's condition is hopeless. The law gives a parent or guardian 10 days to find another hospital or institution. After that, the hospital is free to act. Texas Children's Hospital officials and Ms. Hudson's lawyer, Mario Caballero, called dozens of institutions, and none was willing to take the child. Now, all I have to say about it is, you know, if these hypocritical devils who run this country now can stand there and say the things like Bush and the pig man and DeLay and the rest of these filthy human beings have said, while this little boy, a milestone in euthanasia, whatever you want to call it, a law signed by this hate-filled man named George Bush, his law, he signed it. And this little, I'm sorry, forgot to mention, little black baby. Little poor black baby. Where was the press? Where were the slobbering demonstrators? Why weren't they in Houston? Where were the jugglers and the chicken people where was MSNBC and CNN and the where was Hannity? Where were these people, huh? So listen to the hypocrite one more time. The hypocrite in chief talk about the sanctity of life when he mentions those who live at the mercy of others and the strong having a duty to protect the weak. Was there anyone more at the mercy of others than young Sun Hudson? Was there anybody in America at that given moment who was weaker than Sun Hudson, where for the first time in the history of the United States, as far as anybody knows, a baby boy was unplugged while his mother held him, and he took two or three breaths and died.
Today, millions of Americans are saddened by the death of Terry Schiavo. Laura and I extend our condolences to Terry Schiavo's families.
Hudson family?
I appreciate the example of grace and dignity they have displayed at a difficult time.
Like Miss Hudson?
I urge all those who honor Terry Schiavo to continue to work to build a culture of life where all Americans are welcomed and valued and protected.
Yeah?
Especially those who live at the mercy of others. The essence of civilization is that the strong have a duty to protect the weak. Cases where there are serious doubts and questions, the presumption should be in the favor of life.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. That's enough. I have to stop. Tonight will be the night when I do blow an artery. I really have to stop. Okay. That's it. Let's do some phone calls. Okay? Let's just do some phone calls. Jason is calling from Dallas. Jason, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hello?
Yes, Jason.
Hey. First time ever calling your radio show.
Uh-huh.
Long-time listener.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, you know, with all that right now, they won't consider the pro-lifers terrorists, but guess who they will consider terrorists?
I'm not quite sure I understood that. Jason, try it again.
The pro-lifers who have threatened these judges and time delay,
right.
They won't consider them terrorists, but there's a report or a document that Homeland Security considers, let's see, where was Animal Liberation Front?
Oh, yeah, I read that. They're considered terrorists now.
Yeah.
People who don't like to see animals tortured are now, by definition, in this sick, vile society, they're now considered terrorists. Oh, God. Well, all right. Anything else? What, Jason?
White is black and black is white.
Yeah, and up is down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, at least the only good thing is Jerry Springer starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That is a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. Jason, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Stephen is calling from Miami Beach. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Okay. Mike, haven't talked to you in a couple of months. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
All right. Just briefly, last time I called, we had a slight miscommunication. I wasn't in a good mood at the time. I was kind of mad at the whole world. But getting away from that, let me just ask you, talk about the main reason I was calling you. In relation to what's going on now, they're making a big deal about the Terry Schiavo case and proclaiming they're pro-life. If they're so pro-life, the Republicans, and I'm including, like, Tom DeLay, I'm including Bush in this, and all those other Republicans out there, why don't they prove they're pro-life by supporting, universal health care for all United States citizens?
Now, wait a second. That's a business, and they are pro-business before they're ever pro-life.
Yeah.
And what it gets to in this country is simply this. If you can't afford medical care, then you don't get it. Now, if you are hooked on drugs like Rush Limbaugh was and you can't get your drugs and you have a lot of money, you can hire your maid to go do drug deals for you on the street. But when you talk about medical care in this country, that's a business. That has nothing to do in the right-wingers' minds. There are a lot of medical practitioners where it's not a business, where it's actually genuinely trying to ease suffering. But someone like the Pig Man or the White House gang, do you think they really care about human suffering? Please.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would it be worth, I know they wouldn't get it passed, but at least not now at this Congress, but would it be worthwhile at least to get the Republicans on record if they could get it to a vote at least? How about a media blitz, like commercials on TV to promote health care for U.S. citizens? Because right now the things that Bush and his administration are doing is actually taking away health care from a lot of U.S. citizens that had health care 4 or 5 years ago. In other words, they're killing people by not allowing them to have the health care that they need.
Okay, well, I agree with you, Stephen. I think it'd be great. You know, if we had a responsible media in this country, which we do not, I mean, when the New York Times can put a picture like they put above the fold today about all these religious leaders, unless the New York Times assignment editor was trying to be highly ironic and trying to point out how vicious religion can be, I have no idea what was in the mind of the New York Times assignment editor or the layout editor. But if we had a responsible media in this country, Stephen, that would advocate for universal health care, single-payer health care, yeah, there might be a chance. But I'll tell you something, pal, we do not have a responsible media. We have a pack of whores. We have a bunch of pimps and prostitutes. That's what we have. We have a government that is also pimps and whores. They don't care anything about average folk. So I like your idea. I think it's wonderful. Let's flush it because it ain't going anywhere. Stephen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is zeroing in on Target stores. The first major Target to be organized is a planned superstore in St. Paul, Minnesota. Bernie Hess is the UFCW's organizing director in St. Paul.
We have a targetunion.org website. There's Target workers from all over the U.S. posting, asking questions, getting information. There's been a number of union activity out in Michigan. You see it occasionally flare up out on the coast and then in Minnesota. So workers are talking to each other. They're posting their experiences. They're talking about, you know, what it's like to be working under the bullseye.
Hess says union organizers have to overcome the fear that often grips workers when they try to use their legal right to organize a union. Wages, health benefits, and respect on the job are the top issues at Target stores. Hess says retail is labor's next frontier. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the union for the information age.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet?
The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. And who was it? Which one of these right-wing radio talk shows? Glenn Beck. Wasn't it this filthy human being, Glenn Beck, who was trying to raise money to buy Terri Schiavo, buy her away from Michael Schiavo. What he got, what commitments he claimed for $7 million to you know, right? Did anyone hear him offering to buy Sun Hudson? He was a baby. He was a six month old baby whose mother is desperately poor, unemployed, dark-skinned, as was the baby. And all the woman needed was some money. Where are you, Glenn Beck, you filthy excuse of a human being? All of you people. You see, it just goes on and on. I mean, I could sit here all night and talk about this, and I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. Buying people. Good Lord. All right, we're starting to run out of time for this hour, and I realize I've been doing this dance of death all of the first 2 hours of the program here. This is it for me. I will not discuss this issue again. Next hour, we're going to take a quick look at that Intel report that was released today, which simply states what everybody knew. But the Bush crime family, every single last one of them, lied about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction. And, of course, the intelligence community is being blamed. This is how Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz, who got a nice promotion today, this is how these mass murderers escape justice of any sort. But my fault, the CIA. And we have a little reminder for you of the lies, and that's the thing that Kathy put together using their own words. We're going to play that for you coming up next hour, plus more of your calls. So stay with us, and if you're listening in New York City, quick, run and get on the internet. Phil is calling from Brooklyn. Phil, welcome to the program. Hey, Phil.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
I find the Republicans and GOP quite ironic. They would support Terri Schiavo's right to life, but at the same time, they would take away Social Security disability from people. They would take away Medicaid, which keeps them living in the communities. And it's just something that disgusts me.
I share your disgust. It's contemptible. That's why, you know, as far as Republicans or conservatives are concerned, people still write to me and say, you know, you got to reach out to a Malloy. Oh, no, I don't. If I reach out to one of these people, it's going to be with a hand grenade. You know, I'm not the least bit interested in these people. They're subhuman, all of them. I'm not interested.
Exactly. And what I've been trying to do is, you know, I mean, I reached out. And I got rebuffed. I tried to go to a Bush farm a couple of months ago, and I wasn't even allowed in. You know, I was going to raise the disability issue. I mean, Social Security is not only for retirement. There are over 8 million disabled people receiving Social Security, myself included.
Well, the Bush crime family, the people who write the laws in this country, the people who allocate the funds, they need the money for killing. Not money for Medicaid, not money for Medicare. They need the money for killing. There are a lot of societies on this planet. Didn't the U.S. government just publish a list of 20 that where there's lots of people inside these different countries that need to be killed, and they need to be killed as quickly as possible. So the money that would go to sustain people on SSI has to be reallocated so that they can go to these countries and kill and kill and kill, like we've done in Iraq, like we want to do, the Bush crime family wants to do in country after country. These are people that need to be murdered and killed and burned and blown to pieces. This is a murderous society that you and I live in. If you are a disabled man and get SSI, at some point, my friend, they will try to kill you.
I agree. And that's the move. You know, and we have to do something. We have to take back the White House. We have to take back Congress. We have to take back the Senate. It's a wonder why they don't allow people who are disabled to vote. Because they're afraid if we vote, we're going to vote for the other side.
Well, it may be time to try something other than just pretend voting, because that's what it's gotten down to. This is pretend voting. As long as these three companies that handle the voting machines are run by fundamentalist religious freaks the way they are, the voting, with quotes around it, will be nothing more than a massive exercise in futility. So it may get to the point... Well, we have to try something else. Now, what am I referring to? Maybe paper ballots. Excuse me?
No, these machines are not even accessible to people with physical disabilities. I mean, even the polling sites are not accessible, and this is something that has to change. I mean, Bush 1 passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. I don't see Bush 2 following in its spirit. As a matter of fact, he's trying to destroy the ADA by appointing conservative judges.
Well, not only that, you know what was especially galling to me, made me especially burp up stomach acid, was when these right-wingers start referring to Terry Schiavo as somebody who's profoundly disabled, as if they give a damn about disabled people.
Oh, I agree.
As if they give a damn about the Americans with Disabilities Act. The stinking... putrid hypocrisy of these people is just unbelievable.
Thank you, Mike.
I got to take some deep breaths, and so do you. Phil, thanks for checking in. We got a break here,
so
all
much.
Right?
Bye.
Appreciate your call. Protecting the weak and erring on the side of life. Isn't that what Bush said? Huh? He's a compassionate conservative, right? We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
News about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hurry to AutoZone right now during our spring car care blowout for incredible blowout prices on the stuff you need to keep your car running right. Like Pennzoil, conventional motor oil, now only $1.77 a quart. That's right, only $1.77. Plus, great car care products like Kit Carnauba Car Wash and Wax, just $2.99. And that's just the beginning. Come into AutoZone's spring car care blowout now through April 10th and get unbeatable savings. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Pope John Paul's condition is reportedly stabilizing. He has been running a high fever set off by a urinary tract infection. The Vatican said the Pope is receiving antibiotics. Italy's ANSA news agency quoted medical sources as saying he is responding to the medicine. Hundreds of people gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray for the Pope, who has led the Roman Catholic Church since 1978. On the eve of a trip to Rome, Washington, D.C.'s Catholic Archbishop, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, offered prayers for the ailing Pope.
May he recover. We pray for that. May the Lord give him strength, and may he be able once again to communicate in the way that he has done in the past with such a heart and such wisdom. But if this is not the Lord's will, then may he not suffer.
Italian media have reported the Pope has received the sacrament for the sick and dying. Time ran out for Terry Schiavo Thursday morning. The 41-year-old woman passed away almost 2 weeks to the day that her feeding tube had been removed. She had been in what doctors called a persistent vegetative state since 1990 when a heart attack cut off oxygen to her brain. Her husband, Michael Schiavo, waged a 7-year battle in the courts against her parents, Robert and Mary Schindler. He said she would not want to live in the condition she was in, and her parents said she was responsive and could improve with therapy. A memorial service was held at a cathedral in Pinellas Park, Florida, last evening. U.S. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta is touring the U.S. promoting an Amtrak reorganization package. He says major changes are needed to ensure the long-term health of rail passenger service.
Amtrak and intercity passenger rail will die if it doesn't get help, and soon.
In his budget proposal for next year, President Bush wants to slash the $1.2 billion in federal funds Amtrak is receiving this year to zero. The Bush administration's reform plan would shift the responsibility for operating the passenger rail service to states. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is calling for a crackdown on those who violate a law designed to protect the finances of active duty soldiers. Quinn wants a state law passed that would impose $10,000 fines on banks, credit card companies, debt collectors, and others for each violation of the Federal Service Members Civil Relief Act of 2003.
How can an American soldier from Illinois come back to Chicago to carry out the defense of their financial situation if they're half a world away?
The act is designed to protect soldiers and their families against mortgage foreclosures, evictions, and judicial proceedings, and it says soldiers cannot be charged more than 6% interest rates while deployed. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Please tune back during broadcast hours. 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 Please tune back during broadcast hours.
Frankly, for the record, in language he does not understand, that we will kill and kill and kill. Nothing will stop us. Nothing will stand in our way. We will kill children, adults, Americans, Iraqis. We don't care. They are all going to be made dead. The report on the weapons of mass destruction. I understand that now Colin Powell is out of a government. He's got a real board up his rear end, doesn't he, huh? Wandering around Europe talking about how George W. Bush took us all down the primrose path, and he, Colin Powell, tried to resist. Oh, yeah, well, they made me do it. I'm just a poor old Secretary of State. They made me lie. I didn't know any of this. Isn't that what Himmler and Goebbels and the ones that weren't suicided or hanged? What's that? I knew nothing! Jews? We've been killing Jews? I knew nothing! Weapons of mass destruction don't exist? I knew nothing! And then to listen to the flippant, cavalier tone to George W. Bush's voice as he reads off. Well, you know, there's always a margin for error. So 10, 20, 50, 80, 90, 100,000 people have been slaughtered. Well, you know, that margin is narrowing. Next time we invade a country for no reason at all, we'll try not to kill 100,000, huh? We'll try to kill only 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, huh? Huh? God bless Terry Schiavo, though, and his family, Lauren, or her family, Lauren and I, are just overwrought about this. We're just overwrought. We believe in a culture of life. Sounds like a demon, doesn't it? Huh? All right, all right, all right. I know. I understand. The Weapons of Mass Destruction panel says the American intelligence community was dead wrong. Huh? The American let me see. You remember the ceremony and the awards given to the three thugs that have utterly destroyed Iraq? Tommy Franks, the thug that led the invasion, he got a nice award. Paul Bremer, the thug that got the heart and soul of oil of Paul Bremer, he got an award. And George Tenet, wait a minute! George Tenet, he's an intel! He got an award! All awarded like Nazis in the middle of the afternoon by George Bush. And now all the sorry lies laid at the feet of Langley and Tenet, while the pigs that cherry-picked the intel run for cover. Wow. Awards! American Freedom Award! Hallelujah! Tommy Franks, Paul Bremer, George Tenet. Thank you, boys! Thank you, boys! The intelligence community must be transformed, the commission said in its report to Bush. A goal that would be difficult to meet even in the best of all possible worlds. And, the report said, dripping with blood-saturated irony, the report said, and we do not live in the best of all possible worlds.
I lost my ignorance, Jewish means my. I'm a whole load of spies. Listen to promises, your promises and lies.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage
and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
With a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. What, we had more technical difficulties there for a while? Okay, I don't know. Who knows? I understand it was system-wide, too. Radio stations, Sirius, satellite. I have no idea. We're back? I hope we're back. All right. I guess we'll take this moment because most of the callers were deleted too, so to speak. You've heard me talking about this a little bit because I was asked to. And I thought the baby seal hunt in Canada was a thing of the past. I had no idea it was still going on. Now the Independent of the UK has an article, a very short article, the headline is Canadian Waters Stained Red by Baby Seal Cull, C-U-L-L. As hunters completed the second day of a hunt in which 320,000 baby harp seals are likely to be shot or clubbed, campaigners said the Canadian authorities had done insufficient research into the numbers of these animals and their potential of vulnerability. It goes on to say this year's hunt is the third consecutive year the hunters have been allowed to take more than 300,000 animals, which are processed for their pelts. How sick is that? Oh, you evil thugs. It says here the hunt accounts for 2.5% of the Canadian fishing economy. The government and local seal hunters say it provides money for an economically depressed region. hunters on places such as the Ile de la Madeleine also complain that campaigners, those are people against a hunt, are usually people from out of town who have no knowledge of rural life and who rely on emotive images of young seagulls being clubbed to death. In addition to that, there I got this from Barry, who's a Sea Shepherd volunteer. SeaShepherd.org. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, Barry writes, has had members of its crew assaulted by sealers and arrested by the Canadian Coast Guard. And then he includes a captain's report about this. And the captain's report says 19 Sea Shepherd crew are on the ice approaching the sealing vessel Brady Mariner. The Coast Guard vessel Amundsen has dispatched a helicopter toward our crew. The crew are approximately one half nautical mile from the Farley Mowat, another ship. I informed the fisheries officer on the Amundsen that they were not in violation because no one is sealing. That's the good guys. No one is sealing. The authorities said they were. We see no evidence of this. The Coast Guard helicopter has just flown over the Mowat towards the crew and landed. And then about 5 minutes later, seven of our international volunteer crew members, including, and he lists a bunch, were assaulted by sealers from the vessel Brady Mariner. They were punched and hit with clubs and haka picks. So those are the things that beat the whales to death, or the seals to death. 10 minutes later, the crew are returning to the ship. A Coast Guard helicopter has landed by some of the crew. They may be arresting them. I have officially requested that assault charges be brought against the sealers. And it goes on here. Go to seashepherd.org and you can read all this, and there are pictures available. Is there no limit to what we are capable of doing? If it's not a human baby in Houston, Texas, it's baby seals in Canada. Eh? I don't know. All right. What's going on with the phones, Kathy? Do you have any idea? No phone calls? Okay. So, more ranting. That's why they pay me a livable wage at Air America Radio, so that when the folks who make talk radio interesting, and that's the callers, when we can't get through to them or they get through to us, I'm supposed to rant. But I don't have I'm worn out. You know, I'm literally worn out. Right after the break here at the bottom of the hour, though, we are going to play you the infamous or famous, depending on your point of view, Lies Tell Me Lies about the weapons of mass destruction that Kathy put together some time ago. And I think we've played it once since we have worked for Air America Radio. I know it's been picked up by other talk show hosts around the country, and that's fine. Anything that that we put out there is it's yours for the picking. You know, help yourself. So we'll do that when we come back. I want you to hear it. For those of you who haven't heard it, if you've heard it before, you go, "Oh God, he's playing that again." Now I want you to hear it. All right. So we'll play that when we come back, and maybe we'll have the phones clear by then. Maybe not. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Have a sleepless night. Can I introduce a catheter? Siphon up your life. Talk radio, I love you. We just talk every day. You're an idiot reminder of how to cut community. Talk radio, I love you. We just talk every day.
Mom, I can't believe you asked Rick all those questions. Where do you live, and who are your parents? It's so embarrassing.
Getting to know your kid's friends isn't easy, but if you don't, he's more likely to do drugs.
Geez, do you have to know everything?
Actually, Sean, I do.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Laura Flanders.
Was there a right-wing conspiracy to make the most of the Terry Schiavo case? You bet. We'll tell you about that from the Florida front line to the big money boardrooms. Plus, Rahul Mahajan on the latest in Iraq, why ace reporter Lori Garrett left Newsday, and Grammy-winning jazz vocalist Cheryl Benteen. It don't mean a thing if you don't have that sting. Or was that swing? Tune in this weekend on the Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pence-Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
We understand there's been a major meltdown with the transmission that we have. Is it through Westwood One? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's not their fault. Apparently, it's a phone company thing. And our feed I'll get this all wrong, but our feed to Westwood One, or Westwood One's satellite facilities, has been interrupted. So that's the reason you're having trouble hearing the program tonight, either from the internet or from the various radio stations around the country that carries it. We do apologize. This is not an Air America problem. It's not a satellite problem. It's a phone company problem, is what it gets down to, and hopefully this will be corrected. It has affected the entire Air America radio network, so I'm sure they'll get it fixed overnight, because if not, there'll be some problems with the programs tomorrow. But what it does mean is that there are no phone calls that we can take right now. So if you're still tuned in, we appreciate that. Now, we want to play for you this Lies Tell Me Lies that Kathy put together regarding the comments made. You'll hear everybody in here, including Ari Fleischer, before he bailed out to go make the big bucks. You'll hear all the tales of how important it was for us to go kill Iraqis because they were about to kill us. All right? Kick back and listen and enjoy. Is that the right word?
Years ago, UN inspectors concluded that Iraq had failed to amount for large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons.
Biological weapons? With respect to chemical weapons, we know they not only have had them, but that they've used them.
The real threat to peace is Saddam Hussein and his possession of weapons of mass destruction.
I certainly had nothing to do with providing any chemicals or biologicals or any kind of weapons to Iraq.
I had nothing to do with helping Saddam Hussein and his regime against Iran.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
We're resting our case on the fact that Saddam Hussein has developed weapons of mass destruction, has them in his possession.
We just discovered undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
What happened to the 26,000 liters of anthrax? What happened to the botulin? What happened to the 1.5, 1.5 tons of VX? What happened to the sarin? Proof that he is not disarmed.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that.
The declaration that he made is proof positive that he has withheld information about his weapons of mass destruction program.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
It's because Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, and that is the core of the issue.
We're threatened by the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Every free nation is a potential target.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view, that Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Saddam Hussein must disarm himself of all weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
He's not disarming.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He is a danger to the world.
We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq is doesn't look like that.
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's illegal weapons programs.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. That information is an accurate find. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target.
I can't discuss all intelligence information. And of course, we've already had the successes in finding the bio trucks.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option.
The United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime of weapons of mass destruction.
War is the only option to protect the American people in the region and the world from Saddam Hussein, who is not disarmed.
Iraq will be disarmed.
It's a smoking gun, and it involves weapons of mass destruction. They're within 15 minutes of having a nuclear weapon.
We don't know to what extent there may or may not be weapons of mass destruction used. We don't know exactly how long it would take to find weapons of mass destruction and destroy them.
There's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful. It's simply not knowable.
I am pleased with the progress that we're making in the early stages of the war to rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is a war to go after one regime led by Saddam Hussein that possesses weapons of mass destruction that could take the lives of millions.
We've destroyed the base of a terrorist group in northern Iraq that sought to attack America and Europe with deadly poisons. 1 month ago, that country was an arsenal of weapons. Today, the world is safer. Taking every action we can to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons. Terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. What we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case.
There is not a doubt but that we will, over a period of time, find people who can tell us where to go look for those things.
We have high confidence that Iraq did indeed have weapons of mass destruction, and nothing has changed our confidence that they will be found. We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
It obviously is important to find them. Those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, and it's hard to find them if they're buried under rubble. We don't know. We've got a good group of people, this interagency group, CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, working out there, and they're collecting things, they're looking for things. You'll be told if we do find something. So, in good time.
We are not a third-rate intelligence agency. There is nothing doctored in those tapes or in anything else we presented.
I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate and will be proved to be accurate.
Oh, my God. And these are all, allegedly, these are all adults, right? Huh? Every one of them, right? The lies, the build-up to this illegal, immoral, unethical, murderous attack on an innocent country. I'm not talking about Saddam innocent. He was just a jerk. Should have been offed by his own people. But the lead-up, the lies told to the American people, the lies told to this impotent Congress, lies, lies, lies. And we are to believe, are we not, that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Powell and Rice and Ari Fleischer and every one of those voices that you heard, all of them were incapable of really knowing the truth, that the entire upper level of government in this country was totally, totally deceived by the evil CIA. This is what the report demands that you and I believe. Right.
To stand up and say smugly, who was sane and who was crazy, who was wrong and who was right, who was numbered with the angels and who sided with the devil, who was good and who was evil. It was all so black and white. But the years have taught me better. Good and evil do not matter. Their words our masters scatter to hide their bloody hands. And what's truth and what's illusion? What's order or confusion? Who's winning or who's losing? Just depends on where.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zabbix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zabbix Tennis, Zabbix Bowling, and Zabbix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zabbix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xabix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zabbix board in one game. Zabbix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers in their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The show must go on.
Ten minutes before the hour. Do we have some credits to give to folks tonight? And by the way, again, don't forget to come and meet Kathy and I and Molly in the city this Sunday, April 3rd, at Raven Cafe, 194 Avenue A. We'll be there from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you can get more information at that, about that at MikeMalloy.com. Tomorrow night, we plan on and want to hear from America's youth, so call in Friday for Youth Night, we call it, Youth Night 2. If you're between the ages of 13 and 17, and no ringers, your calls will be tightly screened. We only want teenagers calling in tomorrow night, okay? Tonight, with some technical problems, but, you know, it happens. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizika screened your calls. Thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch, who archives everything at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Don't forget, there's two websites you got to visit, MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com. They're both very interesting. Now, while the Weapons of Mass Destruction report, another one, was released today, with all the attendant BS and lies and hypocrisy and cover-ups, one thing that has been lost in all that muck was a report that was released, a memo that was became public knowledge yesterday, and that is the highest-ranking U.S. general in Iraq authorized the use of interrogation techniques that are illegal. Now, this is reported in The Guardian. I didn't see it on CNN or MSNBC or even in the New York Times. Not that it wasn't there, but I didn't see it. A memo signed by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez authorized 29 interrogation techniques, including 12 that exceed limits in the Army's own field manual, and 4 that violates international law, the Geneva Conventions, and accepted standards on humane treatment of prisoners. General Ricardo Sanchez authorized it. Now, what did the pig man say, Limbaugh? Oh, well, you know, what happened to Abu Ghraib was nothing more than fraternity tricks. Torture. Authorized. Not just by the new attorney general when he was Bush's counsel, but authorized by our ranking military officer, the highest ranking U.S. general in Iraq. The memo was dated September 14th, 2003, and it stated that the Iraq interrogation policy was modeled on the one used at Guantanamo Bay. Well, what do you know about that? Both places using techniques. Well, wait a second. Wait. I thought it was just a sergeant. I thought it was the woman's name, Kathy, the soldier, the pregnant, England, Lindy England, and her boyfriend, Brainer, Grainer, Schmainer, whatever the hell is in it, the one that knocked her up, right? I thought it was just their gig. What? The highest-ranking U.S. general in Iraq? Oh, well, then surely he'll be fired, right? No? You see, this was made public last Friday. A U.S. court ordered the papers released under the American Freedom of Information Act. This is being written by the Brits, so it's the American Freedom of Information Act, following a request by the ACLU. A statement released by the ACLU said, quote, "The memo clearly establishes that General Sanchez authorized unlawful interrogation techniques for use in Iraq, and in particular, these techniques violate the Geneva Conventions and the Army's own field manual governing interrogations." The ACLU went on to say he, Sanchez, and other high-ranking officials who bear responsibility for the widespread abuse of the detainees must be held accountable. Oh, end quote. Please, ACLU, I love you. Love you to death. Held accountable in this administration? Accountability? Anywhere? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, the existence of this memo had been rumored after the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was made public. But the Bush crime family maintained over and over and over that any abuse was the result of improper individual action and not sanctioned by anybody above the rank of what? Sergeant? And here it turns out that Lieutenant General, what is that, three stars? Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the highest ranking U.S. general in Iraq, authorized this torture. I laugh because it's a joke. It's a joke. So what's going to happen to General Ricardo Sanchez?
Well, let's see. He'll probably be invited to the White House and given a Medal of Freedom honor. He'll have a dinner. He'll be invited to speak after he retires. He'll talk about Jesus and God, and all the right-wingers in America will invite him over for dinner, at $6,000 a head. And he'll appear on Hannity and Combs, Hannity and his lapdog Combs.
Good God Almighty. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. All right, take care. Youth night tomorrow night. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
What do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS